Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The last 50 years have seen a major jump in research for colorectal cancer. Today, 2 out of 3 patients survive 5 or more years. And with the early detection and removal of polyps, which are clumps of cells that line the colon, the cancer is not only preventable, but even curable.
This disease, colorectal cancer, has for a long time been thought of as being a disease of older people, much more common over the age of 60, for sure, because of some of their, you know, the early screening recommendations where everyone over age 50 should be screened, that we know that the incidence traditionally has increased measurably over age 50 and definitely over age 60.
That's Dr. Donald Karcher, president of the College of American Pathologists, as well as professor and immediate past chair of pathology at George Washington University. He says that while this cancer has historically affected older adults, we've seen a trend over the last couple of decades of younger and younger patients being diagnosed. Unfortunately, we don't yet have any hard evidence as to what's causing this dramatic shift.
One thing we are pretty confident of, and that is that the genetics of the population are not changing. So this is almost certainly environmental. So it could be diet, it could be lifestyle, it could even be things like medications, which may be affecting the microbiome, which is all of the microorganisms that live in our intestine that are very important. Those microorganisms are very important in maintaining health of the intestine and also health of the immune system. So even increasing use of certain medications, antibiotics and other medications may be affecting that. So the feeling is that it's probably multiple factors.
And even though we don't have concrete answers for the why, the presence of colon cancer in younger adults is a real and ongoing threat. So the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force issued a new recommendation in 2021 that changed the age of screening from 50 down to age 45. Dr. Sally Ann Coleman King, medical director of the CDC's Colorectal Cancer Control Program, says this will hopefully prevent more cancer cases.
This is because screening can help find precancerous polyps or abnormal growths before they become cancer and then remove them as part of the process.
There are a lot of ways that one can be screened for this disease now. Colonoscopy is the most reliable, but there are other tests that can be done that helps a person screen for this disease.
Since colon cancer usually doesn't have any symptoms, a screening is often the only way to catch the cancer early enough to cure it. And your risk doesn't just increase with age. If you have a family history of colon cancer, you may need to get screened even before age 45.
For instance, if a person has a family history of colon cancer, and that would be a first-degree relative, for instance, a parent or a sibling, any of those relatives that have had colon cancer, or even high-risk polyps, which are precancerous growths in the colon, that is an alert to the person that we're talking about, their relative, should now be screened. They're no longer considered standard risk. They are now high risk, and that raises the need for them to be screened.
A family history of other gastrointestinal tract diseases, like inflammatory bowel disease or ulcerative colitis, can also put you at high risk for colon cancer. And though many people don't experience any symptoms at all, there are some warning signs you can watch out for, regardless of age.
It would be seeing blood during a bowel movement. It would be abdominal pain. It would be change in bowel habits, more frequent constipation and longer constipation, or also diarrhea. That comes as a surprise to many people. You would think that colon cancer would block the passage of stool, but actually diarrhea can actually occur in patients with colon cancer.
Another surprising symptom is fatigue. Karcher says this is due to the internal bleeding that can occur in patients with colon cancer.
If the patient bleeds long enough, that will deplete iron stores in the body and cause iron deficiency anemia. And one of the main symptoms of iron deficiency anemia is fatigue. So any of these symptoms should be regarded as warning symptoms for the possibility of colon cancer.
Of course, all of these symptoms are common and they can be caused by many things besides cancer. But the only way to know for sure is to speak with your healthcare provider to assess the symptoms you're having.
Which is why the change in screening recommendations to people 45 and older is so important. Even though the 5-year survival rate for colorectal cancer is 90%, according to the American Cancer Society, Karcher says young adults often have a more severe diagnosis.
When a patient is diagnosed at a younger age with cancer, unfortunately, they are more likely to have advanced cancer. And the reason for that, it's probably not the biology of the cancer itself. It's the fact that younger people are less likely to be screened and therefore less likely to be diagnosed early with any cancer. And certainly colorectal cancer is an example of that. And we know for sure that more advanced cancer is more difficult to treat. And so the outcome, the ultimate outcome, the survival is going to be lower often in younger patients for this reason.
Thankfully, along with earlier screenings, there are ongoing studies to see how different factors affect your risk of colon cancer. Karcher says a lot of the research around diet is providing a roadmap of what not to eat.
Some of the early studies are indicating that a low-fiber diet, a diet that may be high in saturated fat, a diet that's higher in red meat, also a diet that is high in ultra-processed foods, which have become almost ubiquitous. Things like cold cuts, sandwich meats that are very processed, very highly processed. But not just that, also any food that like microwave-ready entrees or boxed foods or even canned foods, are they're ultra-processed before they are consumed. And colon cancer is one of those cancers that there's a great deal of worry that those foods may increase your chances of getting colon cancer.
There's also been a link between obesity and several cancers. While there's a direct tie between an abundance of fat tissue and a higher risk of breast cancer, it doesn't appear to be as direct of a connection with colon cancer.
I think that overweight is associated with a lot of those other dietary factors and activity factors. People that are overweight tend to maybe consume more ultra-processed foods, maybe higher fat foods, possibly lower fiber foods, and are likely to get less exercise. And so the mere fact of being overweight by itself may not be enough, but it's all of the things that are associated with being overweight that may actually be underlying the increased incidence of colon cancer.
Aside from being overweight, excessive drinking is also thought to be a factor that increases your risk.
Once again, though, the studies are still ongoing, so the evidence is not yet fully developed, not yet strong, but the preliminary results seem to be pointing in the direction of all of those lifestyle issues as having an impact on colon cancer.
And though we've identified the risk of colon cancer in younger populations and adjusted the guidelines, physicians are worried that daily life will get in the way of these at-risk adults from getting screened.
Younger people have a lot of life complications. You know, they're raising a young family. They just started a new job. They may not have health insurance.
Which are all barriers to care. However, Karcher begs people to not let that stand in the way of their health.
This is a disease that can be caught early and can be cured if it's caught early. And so younger people need to try to get past all of those barriers that, you know, appear in most of our lives. And there's a way that one can get beyond that. There are organizations in different cities that can help people get screening tests for colon cancer and get other health services, even if they don't have insurance.
The CDC created the Colorectal Cancer Control Program to help support anyone who may be experiencing similar obstacles.
So we work with over 800 clinics across the country, most of those clinics having very low screening rates and serving people who are un or underinsured. And we help them implement strategies that so they can be successful in increasing their screening rates for everyone across their entire clinics, and especially looking for gaps. We are providing a safety net for screenings.
More information about this program and how it can help you can be found at cdc.gov/screenforlife. You can find more information about Dr. Donald Karcher, Dr. Sally Ann Coleman King, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
We've seen a real rise in food allergies. It's really become an epidemic, with currently 1 in 13 kids impacted.
Severe allergic reactions are on the rise. So how can you keep your child safe?
But first, what three cancer diagnoses teach you about life?
Mentally, the biggest change was really about the fact that I have the most to gain and the most to lose.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
I'm Greg Johnson, host of Radio Health Journal. If you enjoy listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
In the industry sector, we're still going to continue to make those products. It's just how they're made that has to change.
The production of goods and materials accounts for about 30% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Why is this number still so high? Then,
there's a risk that this election could end up being decided based on fake video or fake audio tapes.
AI and its influence on elections. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Viewpoints Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.